Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
Singapore is still counting the toll exacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, and official figures showed a 10.1% rise in the number of deaths reported last year compared to 2020.
On the other hand, the number of babies born last year rose only slightly by 0.2%. For more on these figures, Teresa Tan, Senior Social Affairs Correspondent from The Straits Times, joins us now. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
So, Teresa, about 24,300 people died last year. Let's talk about how much COVID-19 accounted for this figure. Would you be able to give us an idea of to what extent these were COVID-19 deaths?
Sure. Okay, to answer your question, about 800 people died from COVID last year. So 800 out of 24,000 sounds like, you know, a drop in the ocean, right? But let me give you some context about this issue called excess deaths. So this 800 COVID deaths were part of this issue called excess deaths, which is caused by the pandemic. So you may ask, what is excess death? So it happens when the death rate rises during a pandemic over what is expected due to an aging population that Singapore is experiencing. So in May, Health Minister Ong Ye Kung said that there were about 1,500 excess deaths last year, and about half of them were due to COVID. So you have about 800 COVID deaths. So how about the other 800 or so? So there are a few factors. One, there are some people who died of other illnesses and not COVID, but COVID was a contributing factor to their death. And then, you know, there are some seniors who might be afraid of catching the virus if they visit a doctor. Mm-hmm. So they might have postponed their medical treatments, their health screenings, etc. That affected their health, you know, greatly. So that could be another reason. And finally, I think what experts are saying is that the health ministry asked hospitals several times during the course of the past 2 years to defer all non-urgent clinical, elective clinical services. For example, things that are not time-sensitive or critical, so that, you know, hospitals could focus all their resources on fighting COVID. And some of these elective services could include surgery for major conditions. You know, so all of these factors contributed to this excess death.
Okay, Teresa, let's compare Singapore to our international peers in terms of excess death in COVID-19. Are we at par, or how does this look?
Okay, so, well, MOH has said on record that Singapore has one of the world's lowest rates of excess deaths due to the pandemic. But they didn't give a figure to it yet. They say they are still studying the issue. So, you know, I have nothing else to tell you besides this right now, yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about births then. We saw only a marginal increase in births. But while marginal, we also know that, you know, if we look at the larger context, the birth rate here has been falling steadily in the past decade. So it's no big surprise. To what extent would you say, though, if you looked at the trends, at the long-term trends, are we seeing the pandemic perhaps bucking the trend?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, the birth rates have been going down steadily in the past decade. And, you know, what the experts, the sociologists are saying that, you know, when there's great uncertainty, when there are recessions, people tend to hold back on, you know, starting a family or even expanding their family, you know, so they don't expect birth rates to go up. But having said that, the marriage and divorce stats were also released on Wednesday, and there was a 25% jump in marriages in 2021. And what marriage solemnizers are telling us is that many couples postponed their wedding in 2020, given all the uncertainty and all the restrictions on the number of guests, to 2021. So with a large spike in marriages last year, weddings last year, you know, I think we could be seeing more babies born this year and next year. Will there be a baby boom? I don't know. Too soon to tell.
I was about to get to that. With people staying at home more in the past 2 years, there could be a baby boom by... If that is the case, we should be seeing it right about now.
Well, that's what everybody is speculating and talking about.
Hoping, maybe.
When it comes to birth rates, we're always playing catch-up, aren't we, here in Singapore?
Yeah, I mean, you know, time is just one factor in baby making. But
you know, Teresa, I'm sure you've spoken to people on the ground. What are they saying right now would encourage them to have more babies? Because this is a serious issue for Singapore. It's an existential issue, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we are looking at two groups. There is one group who are, you know, open to having more children, and there's the other group who are saying no to having kids or more kids. So the group, I guess, for those who are open to having more children, I think they are looking at, I guess, more of a work-life balance, you know, being able to work from home, to juggle both, you know, work and family. I think that's one concern. And, you know, the other concern is always finances.
Of course. And we're currently with us facing a higher cost of living for the next couple of months. It's more challenging as well.
Teresa, to what extent would you say the government might be thinking about relooking at the marriage and parenthood package as we move forward in the short term?
Well, I can't answer for the government. You have to ask them that question.
Have you heard anything? As a journalist on the ground, Teresa, have you heard any rumblings of that perhaps being looked into?
Have I heard any rumblings? The official word is no, I guess. But I think, you know, we have this baby bonus for almost, 15 or 20 years now? I mean, it's been a long time and birth rates continue to dip. So I think policymakers are also aware that, you know, there is very little else they can do to boost the birth rates. Yeah, so okay. I don't know if that answers your question.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll be watching more of what's happening in Singapore's birth rates in the next couple of weeks, as we were hoping for a baby boom, a COVID baby boom anyway. Senior Social Affairs Correspondent for The Straits Times, Teresa Tan, joining us here on Primetime.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.